John Radicke is a designer at the Government Publishing Office and working with the Commerce Department on their new Department of Commerce website. John, thank you very much for talking to me this afternoon. What was the genesis of this? What was the origin like when you first started to talk to the Commerce Department and get a sense of what they wanted from you and they wanted to learn what you could do for them? Thanks for coming on, John.
Well, it's great to be here, Francis. Thanks for talking with me. Commerce came to Government Publishing Office. They were surprised that we could offer web design services and development services, because as you know, we changed our name recently from Government Printing Office to Government Publishing Office. And this is really why, because people didn't understand the full breadth of what GPO does. So at first they were surprised, and then they got excited that we could help them with both the design and the implementation of the design for their new web platform. So they approached us just government to government. We just sat down. We tried to understand what it was that they needed, and we're really happy that we're able to work so closely with them one-on-one.
How does that process work when you sit down with Commerce or whoever it is that you work with and understand their needs? What's involved in that concept, and what's the analysis process like where you understand the functionalities that'll be required, the various types of customer interfaces that will happen, interactions that will happen, and those kinds of things, John?
The way most projects start here is just that a government agency comes and sits down with us, and we just have a conversation about what they need. We try to really understand, their needs, where they're coming from, how they want to work. So, with a big project like this, there were a series of requirements that were already decided and laid out at the start of the project. But with a big project like this, we really took an agile approach. So it's kind of a living, breathing creature, this web platform. So we're constantly coming up with new requirements and rolling with those and having discussions constantly throughout the process. So instead of having a big stack of paper, a big list of requirements out front and then delivering those and signing off on it, it's really a relationship that we have, a partnership with Commerce, so that any of the requirements that come up, we're able to work together and make those happen.
How do you know where to start? Is that something that the client, in this case the Commerce Department, leads on, or is that something that you, with your experience in this field, lead on, saying, let's look at what you've got now, and based on what you have now, this is where we would recommend to begin?
It's really from both sides, so we're really working together. So what they bring is they bring their analytics, they bring their experience from their old site where they'd like to go. From our side, we bring a long experience with other federal agencies doing design work and digital work. We sit down and we make wireframes, so we map out the navigation and the different pieces of the site, and then together with Commerce, we work through that, and then they call it sort of low fidelity comps. So you want to make them just with boxes and even with pencil and paper. But then you get closer and closer to something that works for the site and satisfies the requirements, and then you start getting into the look and feel. So you just have to take it incrementally on a big project like this.
John Radicke of the Government Publishing Office worked on the design team that led the new Commerce Department website. You used responsive design here. My understanding of that concept is a design that will render well both on desktop monitors and on mobile devices. I think a lot of people, when they think about mobile devices, think just of phones and tablets, but I imagine there's a broader landscape than that, especially when you consider that you may be designing for a product or a format that you don't even know about yet.
Exactly. I mean, we have formats. We have a TV format. We have screens on refrigerators. Any kind of device. So it's part of a larger initiative to make websites accessible for all the citizens. And no matter what their vision, environment, or device, or other factors like that. So it's a big challenge for agencies to respond to all these various formats. And that's what we're able to help with here. We obviously have a long history of print, but also with apps and ebooks and web design. But really, it's part of a larger picture of accessibility. So it looks good on different sizes. First of all, that would be the responsive design part. But also, we have to account for things like the touch interaction. There's no hover on touch devices and other things, bandwidth. So the site has to look good not only on small devices, but even larger devices in the desktop. So there are a lot of features that we built in to make it usable, legible for everybody.
Is that part of the upfront process too, where you're helping not just commerce but other organizations that you work with in government understand not just how their users are using the site now? I'm sure they come to you with analytics that explain that, but also the possibilities that they might be up against now in the future that maybe they hadn't considered if this capability were available, users would use it in this way and so forth.
Exactly. Yeah, it's really we encourage other agencies to really think about this upfront, to design mobile first, to design for a multitude of devices. If you do it after the fact, then is a lot more difficult. But we do encourage people to think outside of how they currently communicate on the web.
You've done this for other government websites. I see that you worked on the Library of Congress's Open World site, the Stop Fakes site within Commerce, and the U.S.-China Commission site. What did you take away from the Commerce Department project, John, that you may apply to other work that you'll do in the future? Lessons learned that maybe weren't brand new, but were brought to the surface or reinforced by the work that you did for the Commerce Department.
I think the biggest lesson that we took away was the scalability of our design work and the development work. The Commerce site is not only a design and development for one site, it's a platform. They can actually use the same code for their intranet and other sub-bureaus. So the scalability and reusability of the code and the design is a real takeaway for us and a real, I think, value in this project. And I think the other thing we really learned is how to plug into another team's workflow. They have a great team over there at Commerce and the Web Solutions Department, and they work closely with their Director of Digital Engagement over there. And we were able to really, since we work one-on-one with other agencies, they were actually able to just plug me into their project management system, and I became, in a sense, part of their team, and we were able to really help them that way. So when you get a good team working on a project, it's kind of magical. So, and we really had that on this project, and so we're learning how to be very flexible and work with other workflows, other teams, other ways of working.